That's the sound of 18-year-old Josh McClendon performing the prelude from Bach's Third Suite in C major in the WDET studios. Since he was a toddler, Josh really wanted to be a musician.
When I was about 3 years old or so, my sister was playing violin in her kindergarten violin class, and my mother was working at the school at the time. And one day I happened to walk in on her class, and someone set their violin down, and I just went and picked it up and started making some noise.
Some music teachers might be irritated by the idea of having their class interrupted, but Josh says that wasn't the case. He actually got to take the violin home.
The same teacher took me to see the Detroit Symphony, and they were playing Beethoven 5, and the second movement is a really big cello movement. Throughout that entire performance, I totally fell in love with cello, but my mother was like, you know, it's too big, so I played violin until I was 8 years old and I was able to make the switch.
And that switch to cello proved to be a lucrative one for Josh, too. After graduating from the Interlaken Center for the Arts this year, he received full-ride scholarships totaling more than $1 million from every college he applied to. Well, almost every college.
All but one.
Josh will head to Juilliard in New York this fall, and that's a move he knew he'd have to make. Finding the education that matches his ability has always been a struggle for the Detroit-born musician.
That's actually the reason that I was pulled from Detroit Public Schools by my mother.
His mother, a DPS teacher herself, made the decision to take her son out of Detroit schools by the seventh grade as his talent had clearly outpaced the education available to him.
And it was really tough. It's just not something that's taken seriously by the district, so there wasn't much time for it at school. Like, it came to a point where my teachers would just excuse me from class to go practice because they're like, you actually take this seriously, so there's really no reason for you to be in this class right now. Yeah, it was really hard while I was in it.
Josh was able to find other options, but for other less fortunate students, there's not much to choose from. Decades ago, DPS was known for its music programs, but years of oversight by emergency managers has led to massive cuts. Last year, DPS data showed that out of 81 schools serving general education students, just 24% of the schools had an art class at all, 27% with a music class. The overlap was minimal. Less than 15 schools offer both at the same time. Josh sees funding as only part of the solution.
Not even that, but just the district giving students opportunities. There are so many students who are so talented. The thing is, no one ever sees it because they're never given the opportunity to really like nurture that and let it show. There's a lot of funding for like our athletic programs, for example, which is totally fine. I have a huge respect for athletes. They work extremely hard at what they do. But the problem is that a lot of students think that that's all they can do.
DPS Superintendent Nikolai Vitti has committed $3 million to bringing art and music classes back for K-5 students this school year. The district will also launch a partnership with the DIA, the DSO, and the Michigan Opera Theater with hopes of exposing more students to cultural institutions in the city. In the meantime, Josh is happy to be a role model.
The biggest thing, for me at least, is letting the younger students know that there's more out there. So, you know, I'll go to my mom's school she teaches at and I'll play for her students just to show them that, you know, I chose this, I love doing it, and I can make a career out of it, and there's just so much more to life.